Ah, he did it to me. I'm practicing using my voice. Hello there, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back to visit us. And we just put this one up on Patreon. And I really do enjoy Patreon because we're able to talk a little bit, a lot freer than we can otherwise.
Yeah, we can talk freely on Rumble, Meridian, and BitChute, but the reality is, again, you know, each place has its own quarantine, yeah. So to speak. You know, it's compartmentalization, and this is what the power structure does, is compartmentalizes, allows some things out in certain areas, other things out in different areas, but you can't have all the information out there to the public openly. No. That's, you know, again, that would give away too much. But we do our best to share as much as we can with you guys.
Right. We definitely do. So, I mean, we can put out a free speaking video and try to upload it, but then that uploaded on BitChute, Rumble, or Brightian, but that AI, if it senses something that it doesn't like, if it's not compartmentalized properly, it'll just keep erroring out over and over. And it's like it wears you down. So Patreon has been good about not wearing us down. So we're grateful for that for now.
Yeah, I did see one comment about somebody not being able to play a video or a video would stop on them. But recognize that each one of us, too, every single person is watched. Every single person is monitored. This is truly a 1984 Orwellian Big Brother scenario. So we were talking about, obviously, is the next plague upon the land on the horizon? Is it already here? Well, we have new information that's over on Patreon again. So encourage everybody to go and join us over there as well. And when you see this, this has to be expected. When you look at, again, we've talked about that September 23rd through 25th, Mars-Saturn conjunction and other astrological, there's other astrological positions that are going to help to bring about chaos. And again, the power structure understands the matrix and understands how astrology is so powerful. So they take advantage and they try to implement certain things at certain time frames. And this is what we see. And so you have an armed man with loaded guns being arrested for impersonating RFK's security team during an event. Yeah, he's got two shoulder holsters on. He had a lanyard on. He looked all official. He wasn't official. He wasn't official. U.S. Marshal Service badge on a lanyard, as you can see him being arrested here. Now, the question is, you know, how did he get into that position? Do you know the Secret Service has denied any protection for RFK Jr.? That's the story out there. And so I would not be surprised at all. In fact, it almost seems that's a high possibility as to what these astrological symbols are showing, some sort of big high level assassination, you know, on the scale of what we saw with, you know, President Kennedy. Something like that is kind of what the astrological positions are showing.
Now, this Robert F. Kennedy definitely gives out some information that we're still kind of sitting back and we're watching, like, how does he get this information out there and not have so much grief? But there's a plan to everything, you know, and I think the point I keep going back to is the information is getting out there. I'm glad for that right now. We'll understand their agenda another time. That's you know, that there is always some kind of agenda, but he is getting the information out there. Of course, they're going to want to make it stop in some way, shape, or form, or they're going to use this as like a huge setting, a huge stage to get everybody's attention. You know, if somebody like this gets harmed or hurt, it's going to enrage people. So I do encourage you to be mindful of your emotions, whatever is happening out there. Of course, we're humans, we have emotions, but don't take that into your being, because when we do take it into our being and take it upon ourselves, that does allow other entities to come and feast upon our energy that we are putting off, that we are emanating into the world. So yes, definitely. Okay. feel those emotions, but process them properly. Don't let them stick in your energy field. They'll make you sick.
Yeah, you know, and I don't feel the same cult of personality around him that exists with 45. Even though the reality is he's been much clearer about some issues. And yet it doesn't feel that there's that charisma and that, devotion people have. You know, those that support 45 are kind of rabid. It feels like they are almost ready to jump off the cliff with 45, so to speak. And I don't see any of that with RFK Jr. here. Not at all. No, it doesn't feel the same. And part of it could be because he's just, you know, his voice, the throat chakra problem, yep. You know, again. And, you know, these things can manifest, whether it's, you know, abusing certain substances in your youth or at a certain period of time or not. Anyway, when you think about it, we've said that there's a huge desire out there by the power structure to see us in more chaos. I think, again, you know, if it was more of that type of thing happening to 45 with everything going on, that would make sense. And if it was a case where maybe there was even injury, but he recovers. Yeah. And then you'd have all those people really riled up and ready to go to war, because this is what they want. They want us at each other's throats. They want to create the situation where you have those in the United States on the left and those on the right literally ready to go to war against each other. This is what they're trying to create. This is what they're trying to foment. I just don't see the passion behind him yet. So, you know, it doesn't mean that he wouldn't be a target, because certainly he's spoken very clearly against a lot of very, very sacred objectives that the power structure does have, whether you're on the right or the left. And so, you know, it's interesting. Now, they say that he's not eligible for U.S. Secret Service until 120 days prior to the general election. So, you know, again, we never want to see anybody get injured. And, you know, again, especially somebody that is giving more truth than most. And, of course, we don't trust any politicians. And when you look at the name Kennedy, you got to recognize it's one of the families. It's one of the Illuminati family names. So, you know, again, is this part of the ascension process? And he just can't live with knowing all these things that really have gone on. And he's got to speak his truth. Otherwise, his voice will be taken from him. That is, I think, what Cindy's kind of getting.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely very, very plausible as far as what's going on with his voice. He does have to get it out there. It's in his soul contract for this information to come out in some way, shape, or form. You know, a lot of things that happen in this realm, in this 3D world, I think they've all been misinterpreted, or they've been given different identities and different understandings than truly how things work. And everything does it correlates through our chakras. When it comes to traumas and it comes to our life path and it comes to our contracts, if we're not fulfilling something, there's going to be a 3D response to that something until we figure out what is that and then express that part of us. It's very fine-tuned. It's a fine-tuned machine that we're dealing with, and it's really been altered in so many ways through the Matrix, and a lot of understanding has been lost, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And over here we see, this is just shocking, and it's just growing by the day. You have the death toll from the Libyan flood soaring to 11,300 with 10,100 still missing. So these floods probably took 20,000 or more lives. These are massive. You know, when you look at it, we still think about Katrina, and we think about Hugo and Henry and Irma and all these different hurricanes, but here your loss of life is massive. And it wasn't anything that was really out there in the news every day, like some of these other hurricanes that we were talking about, but or even just the earthquake that happened, over in northern Africa. Again, I think we were more focused on the earthquake, and then this is just creeping up massively. There was a couple of dams that collapsed that were not well constructed. Again, Libya is another country that's been decimated by the power structure. And it's really the global power structure that's done the damage. We could look to it. Somebody said, do you think that what's coming is karma on the US and the karma on NATO? And I think that the power structure creates this karma intentionally.
Oh, yeah, they do. They so do. And they're very, very good at it too. They're very good at creating the karma, creating the path, creating that information, that action, that reaction that naturally needs to happen. Our best defense is really to step out of the way, get out of from in front of that train that's coming down the tracks that we know is coming down the tracks. And if you're gonna watch it come down the tracks, that's not okay. You have to figure out a way to not adhere so much to this system. And it's so much, so much of this starts with our health. As easy as that sounds, that's so not easy. But the food that we put in our bodies is so important to the actions that we take in this realm to get out of the matrix. It's so important. So important. And I noticed, one thing Mike and I have been doing to help things get better is if we see someone who's making the effort to give something that's organic, sell something that's organic, we support that. We will go back and we will give that person our support and our energy because we want to see more of it. Now, if everyone were to start doing that and just making a point of getting those things that are organic, I think things would get better.
It would certainly help. And again, we've definitely paid more for certain items without regard to getting the best deal, because we want to try to support those that are really trying to make a difference and impact things locally wherever you can. That's so important. And we see Niger holding ambassador hostage, so says France. President Macron lamented that the envoy in Niamey has been reduced to military rations. There's a lot of people that have it worse than just a few weeks of military rations. But again, the system only takes care of itself. It does not take care of the average person. The U.S. Army admits hypersonic weapon deployment plan way behind schedule. And so this also gives you a very, very good clue on when does the open warfare happen between BRICS and NATO. It's soon. It's very, very soon. Because again, they've so telegraphed that the U.S. is going to be attacked by hypersonics, an attack that they couldn't stop. And they may even make it out to be of the NUKE variety, even though it might not be. And from what we've gotten, they will not be allowed to do major NUKE damage. And this is again, you have to look at the actions, because when 45 took office, what did he do? He got out of treaties that put a baseline on how small NUKEs could be. So why would they make smaller NUKEs? To try to find out how small they can go, where they could still have that type of weaponry, but it wouldn't be stopped by the Galactics. That's exactly why. Because, they love to cause harm. Right now, they have depleted uranium all over the breadbasket of Europe and the Ukraine, and they intend more of that maybe in Kansas. This is again what the system does. And we could see that what they're trying to do is starve us into submission. This is starving humanity into submission. This is all part of a much bigger plan. And a growing number of people on the U.S. terror watch lists are being encountered at the border, and the number of people coming over the border is increasing. That almost seems impossible. I mean, it seems like I don't know how many people are inside the U.S. illegally. Is it 10% of the total U.S. population at this point, which is 337 million. Is there like 30 to 40 million illegals in the country? Yeah, probably so. Probably so. And what if a certain percentage of those are, and totally believe they are, military personnel from the BRICS countries? It's not looking good, and that's part of weathering the storm. We were talking to a wonderful family member down in South America that is a U.S. citizen that's been living abroad for a very long time and was debating coming back, and had to honestly say, I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't do it at this time. I wouldn't really go into any NATO country. I think if you're in a country that is right now not officially NATO, not officially BRICS, you're better off staying there for at least a few years.
Right, and maybe modify the situation to make it a little more tolerable because so many people are facing that. They're becoming more and more sensitive. And the problem with this sensitivity is you're bombarded with things of the Matrix, things that they have created of the 3D that are extremely uncomfortable. The EMFs, the other things that happen that I'm not allowed to say on air, it can bring about a lot of things like allergies, things that look like a cold, and they're not, but it's because you're being surrounded by all of these other pollutants that you cannot see. And there's got to be a way to get out of that because your sensitivity is simply not going to allow you to happily coexist with it.
And again, that leads into the Patreon video we just did, because it's so pertinent that you understand exactly what's going on. And we have to build our immune systems, and we have to strengthen ourselves for to weather this storm out. Don't rely on anything over the counter. Don't rely on anything that the system gives you. Don't rely on the food or anything like that. We have to, look out for ourselves and look out for our extended families and loved ones. So now is absolutely the time to be reaching out and making plans with your friends, your families, your relatives, your neighbors. Get to know each other, have plans, be as stocked up, take an inventory, and check expiration dates. And this is something we have to do this weekend too, is take an inventory, because it's pretty obvious that we don't have too much time left before it's going to be hard to get around, and it's also going to be perhaps much harder to find that which you need.
And that's that's healthy and unaltered. So we need to get what we can when we can. And then we found this little kitty here this morning. I mean, what a cute little bandit. If they didn't name that cat Bandit, I could never imagine another name.
There definitely are nefarious villains about, but not this guy. He's okay.
He's a cutie. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.